this morning. The rabbi and his family made it safely outside. Back in 2012, that same synagogue was firebombed. The Israeli cabinet approving a plan for Israel to take over Gaza City. Germany's chancellor saying his country will not export any more military equipment to Israel as a result. Computer chip Intel stock price sinking overnight when President Trump said in a media post the CEO of the company needs to resign. This is ABC News. The heat wave in the Southwest has been baking several cities, including Phoenix and Palm Springs.
Officially on Thursday, Phoenix hit 118 degrees. That makes it the hottest August day on record in Phoenix. And records in Phoenix go all the way back to 1896. In Palm Springs, when it was 116 degrees out, our team at the Palm Springs Airport found the tarmac was 163 degrees on the ground. Temperatures are expected to come down a tiny bit into the weekend.
ABC's Alex Stone. As the preseason gets underway, the NFL has announced teams can no longer supply players with smelling salts, which can give players a lot of jolt of energy mid-game.
The league citing an FDA warning from 2024, saying they're not safe and can mask the symptoms of a concussion. Writing, the FDA noted potential negative effects from ammonia inhalant use. They also have the potential to mask certain neurologic signs and symptoms, including some potential signs of concussion.
That's Morgan Norwood. This is ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. Non-commercial radio stations across Wisconsin and the country could be in jeopardy of going off the air now that the Corporation for Public Broadcasting is shutting down. Savannah Tome Olson reports.
In June, President Donald Trump signed a bill to cut more than $1 billion to the CPB, which helps fund PBS, NPR, and hundreds of other stations across the country. WOJB in Hayward is one of them. It's owned by the Lakota Band of Lake Superior Ojibwe Tribe. Carl Habeck is the general manager.
We're a public nonprofit radio station, 501c3. We are a 100,000-watt station, so we broadcast approximately 100-mile radius of Hayward, Wisconsin.
WOJB will lose more than $200,000 in funding from the CPB. That's 41% of their operating budget. Habeck says so far he hasn't had to consider pay cuts or layoffs. At first, he was worried, but now they're figuring out how to keep going, largely by increasing their underwriting and relying on their listeners.
We've received so many unsolicited donations in the last couple of weeks. It is unbelievable. You know, opening up their checkbooks and showing that they care and they want to keep WOJB on the air.
Especially up north, Habeck says the station is vital.
We're in a very rural area. I mean, there's a lot of areas where forget about cable TV or anything like that. You have a hard enough time getting cell phone service in a lot of areas up here.
The Corporation for Public Broadcasting will lose most of its staff at the end of September. The nearly 60-year-old agency provides funding to more than 40 stations across Wisconsin, including the WPR network. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Shali Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
The Packers preseason underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from training camp in Green Bay, where the Packers host the Jets tomorrow night in their first preseason game. Aaron Mosby made the team last year as a linebacker. Does he feel pressure to make the cut this year?
There's always pressure when you're trying to make a 53-man roster. That's just anyone in the league. It can go for anyone. So it's a little bit of pressure, but at the end of the day, you know, it's football. We've been playing it since we were little kids. So you just go out there, you know, try to have fun with it, try to do your best, and try to make a splash play here and there.
College football. The Badgers hold their final practice at UW-Platteville Saturday night before moving back to Madison. Baseball, the Brewers and the Mets in Milwaukee. First baseman Andrew Vaughn continues to hit home runs every series.
Vaughn is unbelievable. Three times on base, one time he just circled the bases. He's been special both offensively, defensively. Vaughn, Collins, and Perkins, they're the three that you got to look at. And Sal, those are great performances by those four.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. We'll get to right around 90 for a high, but that heat index is going to be in the upper 90s and some places into the triple digits. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Working my Four Seasons. Working my way back to you, but then you already knew that. On the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Dan Marcus. Looking for something to do this weekend if you don't have Packers-Jets tickets. There's the Ashwaubenon 2025 Blast going on at Ashwaubenon Park. Two of my favorite words, food truck. There are going to be several of them there. Free swimming, bounce houses, good family event.
WGBW 2025 deserves these tunes too.
Okay.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Dan Marcus, good morning. It looks like it's roughly about that o'clock. 7:13. I'll round it up. 7:14 right now at WGBW. One of the things going on in a few weeks that I want to give you a heads up on is sounds pretty cool. At the Automobile Garage, it's Brits on the Bay. This is a collection of British cars, including Ian Fleming's James Bond collection. Now, I think there's going to be an Aston Martin there, which is cool. I asked if I could ride it, and they said, no, I can't drive it because I'd want to use the machine guns in the front and the oil slick out of the backs, and they just, nope, they can't have that. But it should be pretty cool. Brits on the Bay, Automobile Garage. It's Saturday, the Automobile Gallery, excuse me. Saturday the 23rd from 9 until 1. So put that one on your calendar. Something for the whole family to see. Yes, son, I saw a movie that once had this car in it, and it was brand new.
Hey, Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy with delicious fair food. Feel grand with Wisconsin's top exhibitors, from quilting to horse shows. Feel amped with live music at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater and Main Stage. And if you're feeling gutsy, Spin City is calling your name. It's time to feel good, July 31st to August 10th, only at Wisconsin State Fair. Presented by U.S. Cellular.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always On Point.
If you're like me and Netflix got you sucked into those glass-blowing reality TV shows, then you're going to love this new WISCO 411. It's brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. Did you know that the nation's only outdoor all-glass art event is in Neenah, Wisconsin? That's right, this Saturday from 10 till 5 at the Bergstrom Mahler Museum of Glass, you can witness the beauty of the annual Glass Arts Festival. It's free entry, you can watch glass-blowing demonstrations, enjoy live music, entertainment for the kids, and talk to over 40 different artists from all around the country. Head to WGBW.fm and click events.
I tell you, it's a zoo around here. What with all the animals?
We gotta get out of this place.
Turtles. Monkeys.
And I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Birds. And the dog. Yeah, even a bullfrog. Yeah, a regular zoo on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Month of May. a-tumbling down, a-tumbling down, tumbling down.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
I used to play around with hearts, hastening at my call. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall for a little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. She'd play around and tease me with her carefree devil eyes. She'd hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. Cared for me and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah.
The next day she was gone and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah,
poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor
the way.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
And Dan Marcus with the Brewers. They have won six in a row.
I go downtown and roam around, but every street I walk, I find another dead end. I'm on my own, but I'm so all alone. I need somebody, so I won't have to pretend. I know there's someone just waiting somewhere. Yesterday, I'm dead on my feet from walking the street. I need somebody to help me find my way. I've gotta get out of this town. Before I do, I'll take a last look around. Oh, does somebody want to be wanted like me? Where are you?
You know, I'm no different from anybody else. I start each day and I end each night. But it gets really lonely when you're by yourself. Now where is love? And who is love? I gotta know.
News, timeless hits, WGBW. I'm Dan Marcus. Packers are playing this weekend, taking down the Jets preseason. That means that you can wear your Packer gear to work. That not only can you do it, you should do it. I think that's the law. The entire state. Let's get you up to speed now on what's going on out there from the WGBW newsroom.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Sholly Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. The Lac des Flambeaux Band of the Lake Superior Chippewa Indians has taken a blow in a long dispute over road access. A federal judge ruled on Wednesday that four disputed roads on tribal land must remain open to the public. Judge William Conley ruled that homeowners have valid right-of-way easements, even though those easements were acquired by non-tribal developers decades ago and are now expired. For more than a decade, the Lac des Flambeaux Band has sought compensation from the town for use of these roads. They've asked for $10 to $20 million for permanent right-of-way access. When negotiations failed in 2023, the tribe took action. It blocked the roads for 6 weeks. The town has maintained the roads for decades. In 2024, it spent $600,000 to secure temporary access, which wiped out the entire budget for the town's roads. The town then asked for help from local, state, and federal governments, but none came. Last year, the tribe took steps to reinstall barricades, but were blocked from doing so by the court. In a statement yesterday, the Lac des Flambeaux Band said Conley's ruling overlooked key elements of federal law that protect tribal lands and sovereignty. The case could be appealed. A status hearing is set for September 5th. Governor Evers visited Green Bay yesterday as part of a stop related to the state budget. He toured the Brown County Oral Health Partnership Clinic. Senator Tammy Baldwin was also in Green Bay yesterday. She held a roundtable on tariff impacts on local businesses. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Shelley Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
Well, the threatened tariffs are in place. Are they disrupting any of our agriculture markets? I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. I will tell you, an overnight electronic trade this morning, our commodities look like they're holding firm, but that could change. Jenny Wackershauser, one of the dairy analysts with EverAg, says, keep an eye on Mexico.
Our friends in Mexico continue to be our biggest trading partner, and our exports on cheese into Mexico for that month were up 14% year over year. That is our highest month ever for cheese exports. It is the last 4 months are four of the top five. So that's, again, year to date, we're blown it out of the water as far as cheese exports go. Butter also a record month on the butter side as far as volume is going. We exported 14.1 million pounds, which is twice what we exported for butter a year ago.
Jenny Wackershauser, a dairy analyst with EverAg out of Platteville, making a case on why Mexico is such a critical trade partner, especially for U.S. dairy. On Thursday in Chicago, barrel cheese did gain a half a cent to 179.5. 40-pound block cheese on Thursday closed 2.5 cents higher at 182.5, while the AA butter dropped 3 to 240 a pound. What's happening with the rest of the markets? I've got those numbers next.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVets Bovine Goldlight to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Goldlight keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Goldlight at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Overnight in Chicago right now, it looks like we've got our new crop corn currently sitting at penny stronger, 408 a bushel. November soybeans are up 2.25 at 996. The wheat for September is up 2 at 520. December wheat up 2 at 541. Currently, the September class 3 milk that goes into cheese, a penny stronger at 1875. October milk down 3 right now at 1871 a hundredweight. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
It is going to be mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. We'll get to right around 90 for a high, but that heat index is going to be in the upper 90s and some places into the triple digits. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. I can't see me loving nobody.
No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
The Turtles headlining the State Fair Sunday as part of the Happy Together Tour. Here's a pair back-to-back from them on the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
From the time I fall asleep till the morning comes, I dream about you, baby. And I feel all right, 'cause I know tonight I'll be with you.
I've been, I have to smile. Didn't I know he's easy come and easy go. She wasn't kind, I wasn't smart. I lost my mind and fell apart. I had to find myself in time. Now I can start all over again, just hanging around, taking it slow.
Sunny, hot, humid today. We're going to see a heat index right around 100 or more. So heads up on that. Prepare accordingly. Here's James Brown now on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Sugar and spice, I feel nice. Sugar and spice, so nice, so nice. I got you. I feel nice, sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. I feel nice, sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, that I got you. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I
news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. We're here to play great tunes and to keep you informed and to talk about Green Bay. Lots going on. For example, the Brewers. I mean, they already had a streak of 11 games in a row this season. They're on 6 in a row now. They're 4 games ahead of the Cubs in the division at this point. And they're starting a multi-day, multi-team home field stand. It's the Mets tonight, the Pirates a few days from now. Go Brew Crew. I wonder if George Webb is getting worried again. Because what is it? The Brewers will win 12 in a row, and then George Webb gives away free burgers. So, fingers crossed for that. Yeah, tonight's game against the Mets in Milwaukee, 7:10 for the first pitch. I'm Dan Marcus. Good morning. 7:46, 74 degrees already in Green Bay at WGBW.
Make plans now to see the historic Payne Estate in Oshkosh transformed into a spectacular showcase of illuminated sculptures and environments with the nature of light. Happening August 1st through October 26th, this mystical adventure brings visitors on an immersive journey among numerous lighted vistas and sculptural displays where you can view, touch, explore, and play with the nature of light itself. You can choose either the main or ultimate experience for your tour. Reservations are required, so go to thepayne.org today.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Every nation.
Still proud of the fact that he lived in Wisconsin, bought his first guitar when he lived in Monroe, Wisconsin. I'm Dan Marcus. Big movie this weekend, Freakier Friday. It's in theaters.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has turned a page, uh-huh. The miniskirt, the current thing, uh-huh. Goes on, the beat goes on. The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. Still keep on marching off to war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da. Grandma's sitting in chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a-going faster all the time. Goes on, the beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Goes on.
Thank you.
for the second show. It's just the radio. Don't you remember you told me you loved me, baby? You said you'd be coming back this way again, baby. Baby, 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 oh baby. I love you. I really do.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Dan Marcus. News on the way next, WGBW.